Ladies and gentlemen, the Israel Hour is on the air everywhere. Shalom lekulam, bruchim abayim, and good morning. You're listening to the Israel Hour on 88.7 WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. We're also on the air everywhere across the internet on the entire Israel Hour radio network. The web address is israelhour.com. That's also where you can download a free podcast of the Israel Hour. We are on the air, online, and even on your iPod anytime, anywhere by downloading a free podcast at iTunes and also at israelhour.com. My name is Joshua, and I'm so glad that you're tuned into the Israel Hour this week, and you will not regret it. So much fun stuff coming up on today's show, but we can't do it without you. So get in touch with me right now. The phone number, 732-932-8800. Actually, if I'm not mistaken, our phone line 932-8800 is not working. So for today only, a special phone number, and it's not too complicated, 732-932-8801. 732-932-8801 today only until they get our phone lines back up and working. 732-932-8801. The email address, that's still working, info@israelhour.com, info@israelhour.com. You can send us a tweet at twitter.com/israelhour. You can join our Facebook group. Go to facebook.com and search for Israel Hour, and you can send us an instant message on AOL. Go to screen name Israel Hour RU. So many great ways to get in touch with the Israel Hour, and we hope you will do just that. A whole bunch of requests for you on today's show. That's just the way we like it. We'll talk about Michael Jackson coming up on today's show, in case you haven't had enough. You'll hear the number one song in all of Israel. We'll talk about the first Israeli in the NBA, and so much more, beginning with Hadag Nachash on the Israel Hour. Here they come! עיר שובבתי צולך במדרחות מרגיש כמו קיבוץ בלדות אלף תרבויות לכל אחד יש אח ערבים בסד חרדים בחדר וכולם פה קודם את אלוהים אחרי תל ירושלים לאחר מהר
יום ליום תל אביב נתתיים
חברים עזבו התקרבו לבוא השמיים
או משעמם אין ים
מה עכשיו אותה לזיבה שלוש שנים לקחי לקבל את ההחלטה עוד החפצים לתוך המסעדה מהכפר לעיר בכיוון היריד אל אביב
של תום והמורה לא מזהה את עצמי במראה עכשיו שאני מבין זה לא נותק כמה רעש כמה פייר תן לי גשי תן לי כל היום מתבזבז על שלום הסחירות ההון הלכות בשגעון ואז נפל הסימון גן, עדן, הילד והידיים מה עכשיו אותה לסיבה? שלוש שנים לתחיל לקבל את ההחלטה הורס את החטאים לתוך המזוודה מהעיר לה כבר לכיוון ירושלים חוזר אלייך אל חומותייך כי את היחידה אני נשמע
אבל הגיע הזמן שתתרכז בעיקר פשוט סיפור של אהבה. אז תקבל כבר את האור ובוא אליי. תשתוק, תשתוק, אהוב שלי, ואל תגיד אף מילה. תאהב אותי, אהוב שלי, כמו בהתחלה. תשתוק, תשתוק, אהוב שלי, ואל תגיד אף מילה. תאהב אותי, אהוב שלי, כמו בהתחלה.
This guy calls me Josh Sharon on Twitter. He's out there every week promoting the Israel Hour on Twitter, and so we forgive him because we love people who promote the Israel Hour. So this is going out to him. He requested it. It's Arik Einstein, Uf Gozal on the Israel Hour for Moshe.
Agozalim sheli azbu et akel parsuk nafayim ve'afu ואני ציפור סגנה נשארתי בקן מקווה מאוד שהכל יהיה בסדר תמיד ידעתי שיבוא היום שבו צריך להיפרד אבל עכשיו זה ככה בא לי פתאום אז מה הפלא שאני קצת דואג אוף גוזל חתוך את השמיים טוס לאן שבא לך רק אל תשכח יש נשר בשמיים גור לך עכשיו נשארנו לבדנו בקן אבל אנחנו ביחד חבקי אותי חזק תגידי לי כן אל תדאגי ביחד כיף להזדקן אוף גוזר חתוך את השמיים טוס לאן שבא לך יש נשר בשמיים גור לך אני יודע שככה זה בטבע וגם אני עזבתי כן אבל עכשיו כשבא הרגע אז מחדיק קצת
I ask you, who doesn't love that song? Going out to Moshe, listening online and writing to us on Twitter. That was Arik Einstein with Uf Gozal. Before that, Sarit Haddad with Tishtok, Tishtok. Hadag Nachash from the movie You Don't Mess With a Zohan, prominently displayed in that movie. I just saw that recently. I had heard there was some Israeli music in it, but there is a lot of Israeli music in that movie. So check it out, for the Israeli music. Hadag Nachash with Hine Ani Ba, and Maya Buskila started us off on today's Israel Hour radio program with Itcha. Get in touch with me right now. Our special phone number for today, 732-932-8801, 8801. By email, it's info@israelhour.com. You can send us a tweet, twitter.com/IsraelHour. Randy from Detroit told us on Twitter that he's tuned in. Hello, Randy. Glad you're out there. We appreciate it. And send us an instant message on AOL at screen name IsraelHourRU. Now, this is a very strange story, and I'm going to try not to get into all the details because it does go on for a little while, but a very unusual story involving singer Donna International from this week's Jerusalem Post. Famed transsexual singer Donna International has been accused of unleashing a torrent of racial abuse and threats this week against a pregnant, dark-skinned woman who recently immigrated from Britain. Basically, Donna International repeatedly used the N-word, you know what I'm talking about, against a dark-skinned woman who was a recent immigrant from England. No one in London has ever called me that word before, the woman said. I came here and get called a N-word. Liat Gently, who is 25, 9 months pregnant, told the Jerusalem Post, "My dad is Israeli and my mother is black Brazilian. I'm of mixed race. I'm from England, but I made Aliyah because there's so much anti-Semitism. I wanted to have my baby in Israel," Gently said, crying. "I don't want to feel that it's acceptable to be called that word in Israel." Now, here's what happened. According to this woman, Liat Gently said she and a sister-in-law had arrived at the Olives Cafe in Tel Aviv shortly after midday on Tuesday. Here's what she said. "I went to hold the door open for my sister-in-law, who came with her baby in a pushchair. Sitting outside at a table was Donna International, two of her friends, and a big dog," she said. "As I held the door open, the dog got in the way of the door and put its face right up to the baby's face. My sister-in-law moved the baby along and muttered under her breath to me in English that the dog should be restrained. What followed," Gently said, "was an unprovoked outburst of racial abuse. Donna started shouting at my sister-in-law," she said. "You bleep whore. You're a tourist. You're supposed to be nice." They were really strong words, Gently said. "My sister-in-law said she was not a tourist. I got up and told my sister-in-law to forget it. Donna looked at me and said, 'You're just a—'" And then she used the N-word. "I laugh because this is not the first time I've heard a racist attack. I can brush it off. But my sister-in-law started crying. At this point, Donna got up from her chair and squared up to us aggressively," Gently added. Cafe staff intervened, with one waitress pulling Donna International outside and another moving Gently and her sister-in-law inside. Quote, "A second sister-in-law, who was 6 months pregnant and who was a hairdresser in the area, heard what happened and came to the cafe. She and Donna have a mutual friend and have met a few times." This is all Liat Gently's story. "She was very angry," she goes on, "and told Donna she could not believe she said something like this. The second sister-in-law admonished the singer, telling her, 'What you said is disgusting.'" So Gently went outside to try to talk to Donna International and try to calm things down. "As I went outside, Donna said to me," Gently said, "'You're just a N-word.'" And then she used a whole bunch of other words that I cannot repeat. She said the shock and anger caused by the repetitive racial abuse led her to respond by calling the singer a man. "I admit I did say that," Gently said, adding that the comment was made in the heat of an unprovoked verbal assault against her. Donna got up from her chair, Gently said, clenched fists by her sides. Her two friends, also transsexuals, got up and grabbed their coffee glasses. They threatened to throw them at us, but ended up smashing them on the floor. The glass is still on the sidewalk. Donna said she would pull out all of my bleeping hair," Gently added. The cafe owner then asked Donna and her friend to leave. Crazy, crazy story. Gentili has filed a police complaint, and a Tel Aviv police spokeswoman told the Post that the incident is being checked. She declined to confirm whether police would question the singer. I've never met Donna International. Don't know what she's like. Don't know how she would respond to something like this. But very, very interesting story. And of course, we'll reward Donna International by playing her music. Now, this is very upsetting if this is true, but hey. She is the ultimate diva, Donna International is. And this is Makat Cho by Donna on the Israel Hour. As we keep Israeli music on your dial, even if it is racially charged, Donna International.
הפחד שוב אנחנו לא ביחד ומנסה להתגבר היא עם אחר איך היא עושה זאת בקלות מרגיש רק ריקנות ומנסה להתגבר היא עם אחר כל הזמן אני חושב עליה צות מתוך הלב פשוט עדיין
אותי אני אוהב. הוא מנסה להתגבר עם
Dan Yaniv on the Israel Hour with a hit from a couple of years ago, Choshev Aleha. And before that, boy, my whole opinion changed to this person, Donna International. If the story is true, and it seems hard to believe that someone would just make it up, very weird, weird story. But Donna International with Makat Chom. And Meirav called me to tell me that she's pretty sure that that song talks about taking her man to Brazil, which is where our friend Liat Gentili was from, if I'm pronouncing her name correctly. But it turns out Donna International doesn't like people from Brazil very, very much. So, interesting story. I'd love to know your thoughts. Call me, 732-932-8801. Excuse me. Special phone number for today, 732-932-8801. Email me, info@israelhour.com. Send me a tweet, twitter.com/IsraelHour, or the best place to discuss Israeli music, really the best place, is on our Facebook group. If you're a member of Facebook, go to facebook.com, search for Israel Hour, two words, Israel Hour, join the group. We're close to 400 members. I'd love to hit 400 today, and join the group and discuss Israeli music right there on our Facebook group. We have lots of people who love Israeli music on that board, so become one of them and discuss your favorite Israeli music. I'd love to hear what you think of this story. So let me know your thoughts. Post a comment on our wall on Facebook.com and tell us what you think of this story with Donna International. Very, very strange and sad if it's true, which I can only imagine that it would be. But who knows? Who knows? I'd like to say hello to Randy from Detroit. I already said hello to Randy from Detroit. Also need to say hello to Dan from East Chester, New York, who listens to the show often, emailed me to say how much he loves the Israel Hour. Thank you, Dan. And he requested this song. It's by Ephraim Shamir. It's called Nachon At Yafa, going out to Dan in East Chester, New York. We keep Israeli music on your dial right here on the Israel Hour. Stay tuned.
אנשים אמרו נכון היא יפה, עיתונים גם כתבו על זה שאת יפה ושיש לך עתיד, זה נכון מה שהם מספרים, אבל אני היחידי שיודע שאף על פי יופייך משגע.
עכשיו שפתרת את כל הצרות שלך ביום שפגשת את האיש שכבש אותך עליו גם כתבו עיתונים כי גם הוא יפה איזה שמחה באמת אבל אני היחידי שיודע שאף על פי יופיו המשגע
בסוף העולם
Nanette Taieb on the Israel Hour, 88.7 WRSU. And now it's time for the number one song in Israel. Has been for a few weeks now. You've heard it a few weeks ago on the Israel Hour, but it's a great one. Shot straight up to number one. It's by the one and only Harel Scott. And it's brand new, called Muvan Li Achshav, the most popular song in all of Israel, according to Reshet Gimel. And it's all for you on the best place for brand new Israeli music, the Israel Hour.
בכל הפינות הלוואי יהיה אם יעזבו אותי ורק השעות ייתנו את השקט שיבוא על גופי שלי טעיתי, שגיתי, מובן לי עכשיו כבר הכל. רוצה לחזור למקום שאהבתי, אבל אני לא חדרים שבלב יתומים יוותרו מאדם מאחורי שתי עיניים את חבלי הדמעות ימשכו ליצנים ולתשועות זאת כשאצליח לרגות למולם טעיתי, שגיתי, מובן לי עכשיו כבר הכל. רוצה לחזור למקום שאהבתי, אבל אני לא
As I mentioned, it's the number one song in all of Israel. It's by Harel Scott, Muvan Li Achshav on the Israel Hour. Before that, Nene Taib with Sof HaOlam Smola, Make a Left at the End of the World. And Ephraim Shamir going out to Dan in Eastchester, New York. That was Nachon At Yafa on the Israel Hour. My name is Josh Rohn. Thanks so much for tuning in. By the way, I need to apologize for my absence last Sunday. Went in for some emergency dental work because I was in incredible pain. So I sincerely apologize for my absence. Believe me, I would have much rather been here. So sorry about that, but I'm glad to be back with you right here on the Israel Hour. All right, here we go in Israeli basketball news. Three prospects from basketball-crazed Israel, Daron Sheffer, Lior Eliyahu, and Yotam Halperin, have been drafted by NBA teams in the past, but all were second-round picks, and none of the three made the league. But ladies and gentlemen, Omri Kaspi took a major step for Israeli basketball by making it into the first round, where the Sacramento Kings picked him at number 23. Ladies and gentlemen, Omri Kaspi, first-round draft pick by the Sacramento Kings, will be playing for the National Basketball Association. All right! There have been fears Kaspi would be selected by a team seeking to stash him in Europe for a year or two, keeping his salary off the books, but preventing another team from grabbing the talented forward. That won't be the case with Sacramento. The Kings need a talent infusion now. And after speaking with team officials, Kaspi told media he would be in the NBA from 2009-2010 season. That is great news. Mazal tov to Omri Kaspi, the first Israeli ever to play in the National Basketball Association. We'll be watching him closely and wish him kol hakavod. It must be a great day for him. Eze yom yafeh.
בוא נסתובב, שתי קפה על מקה, ניתן לה רוח ללטף, ניתן לה יום להתחלף. בוא נלך בקפקפים כשהאצבע תכוון, כי היום גם החיים הם עוד שיר שמתנגן. כמו
איזה יום יפה,
בוא נעצור את השעון
ונחיה ביום יפה
כמו ביומנו הראשון. בוא נסתובב מחוף לחוף,
כי ליום כזה יפה
לא ניתן סם לחלוף. בוא נפתח את הרדיו, נגביר את הווליום לתקרה, ביום של חופש שכזה הסוף הוא רק ההתחלה. אז נרקוד עד אור הבוקר בין עשרות האנשים, כי לא עולים בכלל ביוקר דברים קטנים שמסמכים. כמו
איזה יום יפה,
בוא נעצור את השעון
ונחיה ביום יפה
כמו ביומנו הראשון.
איזה יום יפה,
בוא נסתובב מחוף לחוף,
כי ליום כזה יפה
לא ניתן סם לחלום.
איזה יום יפה, איזה יום יפה, איזה יום יפה.
נחייך, נשכח לרגע כל דבר, כי ביום כזה יפה כל מתחיל הכל נגמר.
איזה יום יפה,
בוא נעתור את השעון
ונחיה ביום יפה
כמו ביומנו הראשון.
איזה יום יפה,
בוא נצטובב מחוף לחוף,
כי ליום כזה יפה
לא ניתן סתם לחלוף.
Songs that always makes me smile. Hope it had the same effect on you. Amit Tzach, Eze Yom Yafeh on the Israel Hour. We are keeping Israeli music on your dial. My name is Josh Rohn, and I can be reached today only at 732-932-8801. Hopefully next week our 8800 number will be working. By email, it's info@israelhour.com. So many people saying hello on Twitter. That's twitter.com/Israel Hour. Reshet Gimel on this week's on their website this past couple of weeks, and I know this is all you want to hear about, but I got to jump on the bandwagon, you know? Reshet Gimel on their website this past week had an interesting poll. They said in Hebrew, okay, guys, it would never happen, but if you had to choose, what Israeli artist would you love to hear do a duet with Michael Jackson? What Israeli artist would have been great singing along with Michael Jackson? I asked that question to our Israel Hour Yahoo group. We got some interesting answers from Ofra Chaza to Momi Levy, who I think would be a great choice because I think Michael Jackson's music inspired Momi very much. But the choices, they had a bunch of choices on Reshet Gimel. Mati Kaspi came in last, 3% of the audience. They only had about 322 responses, which isn't bad. Mati Kaspi, 3%. Yudit Ravitz, 3%. Arik Einstein, 7%. David Broza, 7%. 8% of respondents said they'd love to hear Michael Jackson sing with Yardena Arazi, while 9% said they'd like to hear him with Arkady Duchin. The top four, 11% of respondents said they would love to hear Michael Jackson sing with Shlomo Arzi, 16% with Ninette Taib, 17% said Michael Jackson would have been great with Sarit Haddad, and the winner, 19% of respondents said they would love to hear Michael Jackson sing with this woman. Sure would have been interesting, although it might be hard to tell the two apart. Michael Jackson singing with Rita. All you have to do is add in a lot of da, woo! Rita on the Israel Hour. She is Rita, the Israeli artist voted most likely to record a duet with Michael Jackson, or at least the artist most people would have liked to hear record a duet with Michael Jackson. Here's someone that would have sounded great with Michael Jackson, but here he's with Michael Winslow, famous sound effect guy. It's Mommy Levy with Yo-Ya.
Michael Winslow, feel the yo-yo, yeah, yo-yo.
קיבלתי עונש קצת מוגזם, שפטו אותי למוות. ישבתי על כיסא חשמל, נפרדתי מהפרייבט. לו יכולתי לפחות להחליף את הכיסאות, כי אומרים בדרך כלל משנה מקום, משנה מזל.
Gentlemen, I would like to thank you so much for tuning into the Israel Hour this Sunday morning. I'm so glad you were along for the ride. That was Mommy Levy and Michael Winslow with Yo-Ya. We will be back next Sunday at 11 a.m., and I sure hope you will tune in then as well. Until next time, my name is Josh Rohn. You are tuned to 88.7 WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. The Turkish Hour is coming up next. Shalom Elite Road from the Israel Hour. Al Tafsiku Lashir.